Regarding the editorial, "Do BC's New Road Rules Truly Enhance Cyclist Safety in Squamish?" published April 11, "I am both a driver and a biker. My mental focus is different when I bike or drive. Like most responsible drivers, I try to be very aware of bikes on local streets as well as on the sea to sky highway. As a biker, I am constantly aware of my presence among the big boy vehicles. In spite of the Polish research that suggests more bikes mean slower vehicles, I am not at all convinced that is workable in the BC context, nor is the new legislation coming in June. On local streets, I find a high disregard for bikers who weave in and out and mostly disregard stop signs and move at high speeds along trails and throughout the town. E-bikes and scooters add to the complexity, and then the growing number of motorized wheelchairs also add to the mix. Vehicles have to follow the ministry rules, pedestrians also have sidewalks and button control walk zones. Bikes, scooters and wheelchairs are an unregulated form of transport, using streets, bike lanes and sidewalks as they wish or need. Yes, there needs to be a focus on education and also on sanctions for those who create dangerous situations, driver and pedestrian. As to bikes and vehicles on the sea to sky highway, ouch. This highway is already the most dangerous in the province and the commercials showing high-speed performance promote such behavior on this highway. There is an answer and it will be years ahead, but the planning could start now, create a bike lane paralleling the CN rail line from Pemberton to North Vancouver. Most rail beds eventually become hiking or biking trails, and this section of the CN line is hardly used. Such a pathway will offer a very safe alternative to the sea to sky racetrack highway. Think about the scenery and the low grades. Think about the tourism potential. Think about the carbon capture. Think about safety. Larry Murray, Squamish, want to write your own letter to the editor? Great, here are some things to note about our letters policy. The Squamish chief welcomes letters of up to 400 words to the editor. It is expected letters will be sent as complete and final drafts, and will include links to any facts mentioned for fact-checking purposes. Letters should be exclusive to this publication and are meant to respond to a local story in the Squamish chief or raise an issue happening in town. Please include your name, neighborhood and daytime phone number. The deadline is 5 p.m. Monday to be considered for Thursday's edition. Full names and neighborhood will be published with the letter. The publisher reserves the right to refuse and edit letters for length and clarity or to address legal concerns.